Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's awesome tonight, isn't he? Awesome in this place. Amen. I had text Patty before church, but she had left her phone at home, so she didn't get it. But I said that the manifest presence of the Lord is going to fill this place tonight. Amen. And we've already seen the beginning of his presence. Praise God. So just be ready to receive what he has for you, because when Jesus shows up, amen, things happen. Glory to God. The title of my message tonight is At the Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. At the Name of Jesus. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read. Amen. Glory to God. We get excited about the Word of God around here. Amen. God is good. Philippians 2, verses 9 and 10 says, Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Praise God. The name of Jesus is above every name. Glory to God. Now, maybe you have been given a name in the past that wasn't from God, but from people or from the devil. Maybe you were given the name loser, or not good enough, or not smart enough, or dumb, or ugly, or worthless, or, you know, there's just a whole gamut of words that we can list here that the enemy may have tried to put on you. But the good news is tonight that the name, everybody say the name. Amen. The name of Jesus is above every name and every label that man may have tried to put on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus cancels out every name that God did not give you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those names no longer have power over you tonight. Hallelujah. Because the name is more powerful. There is power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Maybe you've been given a name of sickness or disease. Maybe you've been given the name of cancer or heart disease or diabetes or MS or arthritis or TB or skin disorders. Or there could be another gamut list of words here of sickness or disease that may have been put on you. But, glory to God, but the name of Jesus is above every name of sickness and disease tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The name has not lost any of its power. Amen. The name is still above every name. Glory to God. Maybe you've been given the name of poverty or lack. Maybe you've heard your family say, well, you know, your parents were poor, and your grandparents were poor, and your great-grandparents were poor, and you're probably going to be poor too. I say no. I say no to lack in Jesus' name. I say no to poverty in the name of Jesus, amen, because of the name and what he has provided for me, amen. He took it on the cross for me. He took poverty and lack on the cross for me. So I don't have to be poor. Amen. I'm rich in Jesus, aren't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've got more than that person on the street that doesn't know Jesus. Amen. You've got more than that person on your job that doesn't know Jesus. That's always bragging about what they've got. Well, you've got the name. Hallelujah. You've got the name of Jesus. It's a greater price than anything that could be named on this earth. Great price. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians 2 and 10, I like the way this says this. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Praise God. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It covers every place. It covers the heaven. Amen. And in this place, in this scripture, meaning the sky, it covers the earth. It covers under the earth. Amen. There is no place anywhere around you that can give you a name that the name of Jesus Christ can't cover. Amen. Can't deliver you from. Can't bring you out of. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, it covers every place. Every place the soldiers of your feet tread are yours. It's yours tonight. Amen. Every name and every label that's been given you, amen, has to bow to the name of Jesus. I love that. Glory to God. Worthless. Has the devil ever tried to tell you you're worthless? It has to bow to the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Addiction has to bow at the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease has to bow at the name of Jesus. Poverty and lack has to bow at the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You're no longer a slave to those things. You're no longer a slave to those names that the enemy has tried to label you with. Amen. You're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord goes before you. And He's behind you. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, you're blessed. You're blessed of God. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. Amen. Every place that the sole of my feet touch and tread, everywhere they go, they're blessed. Amen. It belongs to me. It's mine. Hallelujah. I take possession of. Amen. The very atmosphere. When we go somewhere, we go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going in His name. We make the very atmosphere different because we're carrying the name of Jesus because of who we are. Glory to God. You're no longer bound by the names that people have tried to label you with. Hallelujah. You're no longer chained to the names that have been given you tonight. Because the name that is above every name set you free. Hallelujah. It set you free. Now the enemy doesn't want you to think you're free tonight. He wants you to think you're still bound to those things. He wants you to still feel like you are under those things. He wants you to continue to try to get out of those things, to try to get delivered from them. But what we've got to know, what we've got to get in our knower tonight, is that we're already free. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. You are the free tonight. Yes. Glory to God. The blood and the name of Jesus, hallelujah, makes you free tonight. The name that is above every name makes you healed tonight. Glory to God. I'm already healed. Yes, the enemy might be coming against my body. He might be trying to put a label of sickness on me. But by Jesus' stripes, see, 2,000 years ago, Jesus went and got on the cross because he did it by his own free will.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it. Amen. But he did it because he wanted us to spend eternity with him.
Yes.
He wanted us to be free.
Yes.
He wanted us to be healed.
Yes.
So he took those stripes for us 2,000 years ago, and we are free. We are healed today.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
By Jesus' stripes.
Yes.
Glory to God. The name, talking about the name tonight, that's above every name.
Yes.
Glory to God. The name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the name above every name tonight, makes you to be prosperous.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Well, I might not look prosperous right now, but I'm on my way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. I'm headed there. I'm not at a standstill. I'm on the move because of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. The name of Jesus sets you free. And when the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's awesome in this place.
Yes,
he is. He's a mighty God.
Yes.
He's a great God.
Yes.
He is a wonderful God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He has not lost any of his power. Amen. He still saves today.
Yes.
He still heals today. He still delivers today. Glory to God. He still provides today.
Yes.
He's God our provider.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Glory. Jeremiah 32:27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. No, there's nothing too hard for our God tonight. He's the God who parted the Red Sea. Amen. Hallelujah. You might feel like there is a sea in front of you. Maybe you feel like there's an ocean that right in front of you. Something that looks so big that it looks impossible for you to get through that thing. Well, Jesus parted the Red Sea. He can part that situation that you're going through tonight. Amen. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. He's the God. Amen. Who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery furnace. Amen. And they came out and didn't even smell like smoke. Glory to God. You might feel like you're right in the middle of that furnace tonight. You might feel like you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the good news is, you're not in there by yourself. Amen. There's a fourth man walking in the fire with you. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring you out of that burning fire furnace. Amen. And you're not even going to smell like smoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's still a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. He works miracles in our family members. Amen. He works miracles in our bodies. He works miracles in our minds. He works miracles in our finances. Hallelujah. He still knows how to deliver those people that you're praying for tonight. Those loved ones that look like they're just getting worse. Well, you know, the enemy doesn't like your prayers. So he'll turn up the heat. Make them start acting any even uglier than they acted before. But I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm moved by the name. The name of Jesus that is going to set that ugly one free.
Amen.
That's going to deliver them. That's going to get a hold of them. Amen. And change their life. Turn them around. And they're going to be on fire for God. Hallelujah. On fire for God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the God who kept Daniel when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The lions just weren't hungry that night. How did that happen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Our God, amen. Glory. You might feel like you're in a den of lions tonight. You might be at work and there might be lions all around you just trying to bite and devour. But our God, hallelujah, knows how to keep you in the midst of those lions, hallelujah, and you'll come out and not even have a scratch on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. Jesus healed the leopard. He made the lame to walk. He opened the eyes of the blind. Amen. He opened deaf ears. Hallelujah. He made the mute to speak. Glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He raised the dead. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. God is good, isn't He? All the time. All the time, God is good. He is good in this place tonight. Hallelujah. He's mighty in this place, and He wants to do something just for you. He wants to touch that, your life, and He wants to touch that situation that the enemy said, no, it ain't going to be no different. It's going to be like that all the time, that you might as well just get used to it. No, I'm not going to get used to it. I'm going to turn up the heat. Amen. I'm going to keep on praying, and I'm going to keep on speaking the name of Jesus until I see that situation turn around. Amen. Until I say amen, and there it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. I'm not cutting short, amen, what God's going to do. Because when God starts something, He finishes it. He doesn't stop halfway through and say, well, I changed my mind. I'm not having a good day today. That's not who our God is. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard a testimony about this woman. This has been a while back. And you might have seen it too. It's a pretty well-known miracle that happened. She was in a car wreck 20-something years ago. And she was paralyzed in a wheelchair for 20-something years. And then they had the Bay Revival. I don't know if y'all heard of the Bay Revival in Mobile, Alabama. And Pastor and I went to one of them, and the preacher that we went to hear wasn't there that night, but it was an awesome meeting anyway. But anyway, he's got a healing, and the Lord uses him in healing ministry. Well, it's awesome, mighty what God is doing in those meetings. Children that are deaf, babies, adults, people of all ages that are deaf or are getting their ears opened, healed, blind eyes are being healed. And this woman, I can't think of what her name was, but she was married to a minister. And for 20-something years, she's in this wheelchair. And she said that she completely had given up on healing because she said, everywhere I go, you know, I'd go to all these meetings and stuff, preaching meetings. She said, everybody would pounce on me. And it would be like, you know, you got, you're healed, you know, get up. And it, she said it was just over and over and over, and she was not getting healed. But she went to this service there that night, and she said that, she felt just the Lord just drawing her up there for prayer. And so He prays for her, and everybody, it's just the whole, I mean, everybody is praying for this woman. I mean, it's just, you can, even seeing it on the internet or on TV, you can feel the power and the presence of God so strong. And it was just an awesome thing. And he didn't just come up and just, bam, you know. He stayed with her. You know, sometimes you have to be talked into your healing. You know, in the presence of God, you know the presence of God is there to heal. But the enemy's saying, you know, you've been in this wheelchair for 20-something years. What makes you think, you know, you've had everybody lay hands on you. What makes you think you're going to be healed tonight? And so he is staying with her and talking with her. And all the ministers, they had a whole group of ministers and everybody just praying for this woman. And so he says, well, let's just get, you know, let's just help you get up out of the wheelchair. So they are practically, they're just holding her up. But all of a sudden, they're holding her and walking. All of a sudden, she starts doing her legs. She had not moved her legs in 20 years, 20-something years. And then they start walking her all around the church, and she's doing more and more. And then they let her go a little bit to get put her weight on her feet and legs herself. And before you know it, she's there by herself walking. She is completely healed by the power of God. And then she comes back to the service a few weeks later to just show everybody what God had done. And she came in with high heels, spiked high heels, I'm telling you. Spiked high heels. And she's singing the praises of God. And it was just so awesome to see what God had done. Well, God is no respecter of person, amen? What he has done for one, he will do for all. And it is his will. It is his will. We've got to get that on the inside of us. It is his will to do it. Yes, we've got the enemy coming against us and fighting us and telling us, yeah, it might have happened to so-and-so, but it's not going to happen for you. Well, we've got to fight through that thing. Amen. We've got to fight through it. Thought about Dodie Osteen today. She was diagnosed with liver cancer. Doctors said there's nothing they can do. You just go home, and you've only got a few weeks to live. Just, you know, get your house in order, whatever. And John Osteen says, well, I understand what you're saying, doctor. He said, but I serve a God that heals. I serve a God of miracles. And the doctor says, well, you're going to need a miracle. You're going to have a miracle. And John Osteen says, well, we're going to get a miracle. It didn't happen overnight. She got down so small and skinny, but she wouldn't just lay in the bed all day. She would go out to walk out to her mailbox to get the mail. She would use, you know, do little things like that just to show the devil, you know, that she has not given in to him. And she had a list of scriptures that she quoted every day, several times a day. And I had looked those up before, and I mean, it's a long list of scriptures. But let me tell you, when the doctor says you're going to die, there's nothing else we can do, you can say a few scriptures every day. Amen. Because the Word of God is alive and full of power. Amen. So we have to do what we can do. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't just say, well, if it's God's will, He'll heal me. Well, I'm $30,000 in debt. If it's God's will, He'll just, you know, He'll just provide it for me. We've got to do something on our own also. Amen. We have our part to do. We are in a battle, amen? We're in an army. We're in God's army. And so we've got to do our part to come against the enemy, come against that thing that's coming against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't know how I got off on all that. But that's God, amen. He wants us to know tonight, it's His will. See, we've got to get over the struggle, is it God's will? Because it is God's will. That's just the final line, the final answer. It is His will. Is it God's will that I prosper? We've got to get it on the inside of us. It is God's will. And we've got an enemy that we're fighting against, struggling with, trying to steal our finances. Amen. So we've got to do our part. Amen. Hallelujah. He still answers prayer. He's still the God that healeth. He's still the God that provides. Amen. He's still the God that saves. He's still the God that delivers. Amen. Whatever you have need of tonight, He is enough. The name of Jesus is enough. See, He already did it all 2,000 years ago. He already did it. Everything that He's ever going to do, He already did it. We've just got to take hold of His promises. We've got to take hold of what His Word says, amen. Get it on the inside of us so that when the enemy tries to come in against us, we say, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what the Word says when He tells us it's not going to be this way. No, this is what the Word says right here. The name of Jesus, hallelujah. The name of Jesus that is above every other name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's not get battle weary tonight. God's got good things. Good things. Good things in store for you. He's got good things in store for your family. He's got good things in store for your loved ones tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're not going to slack up on our praying. We're not going to slack up on the Word. We're not going to slack up on the name of Jesus. We're not going to slack up on the pleading the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to do more and more and more and more. So the enemy wants to wear you down. But we're just going to be stubborn, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be like that little two-year-old. That's mine. You can't have it. That's mine.
Amen.
That's my toy. That's my healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
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 That's my blessing.
Yes.
Glory to God. Belongs to me. It's mine. You can't have it.
Amen. Glory to God.
We're going to dig our heels in. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do a little praying for you tonight. Hallelujah. I feel a sweet presence of God tonight. A sweet presence.